Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Jonathan Thiede.
Welcome to 5 Good Minutes, where this week we are talking about Mark chapter 11. In this chapter, we find Jesus approaching Jerusalem, where he interacts with both friends and enemies. I think misunderstandings are some of the most frustrating things we have to deal with in this world. From simple misunderstandings like meeting a friend at a restaurant and you find out they went to the wrong Chipotle, to bigger misunderstandings like telling your wife you're going to the hospital and then ending up at the wrong hospital. The point is that the bigger the misunderstanding, the greater the consequence. And I think that's something we see in this passage in Mark 11, verses 7 through 11. Starting in verse 7, it says, "When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven.' Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. And so once again, let's break this down into the what, the why, and then have some takeaway questions to leave you with. The what of this passage can be broken down into three main subjects. The first is that Jesus rides into Jerusalem like the king that he is. If you want a further in-depth look at Jesus' kingship, look at the episode that was released yesterday on Mark 11, verses 1 through 6. But here we see that he's actually doing it. He's riding in on a colt, on a donkey, showing the people that he is a king. But just like a king would normally ride in on a horse and not a donkey, we see that Jesus is a little misunderstood. Because let's take a look at the good. The good is that people decorate the road. And finally, we see that people shout and they celebrate him as king. And so as we look at the good and the bad of this, let's take a look at the why of this passage. The why is that Jesus is a king who deserves honor. And see, so the good is that the people are honoring him. The people are treating Jesus as he deserves. But the bad is that, as we will see just a couple chapters later as Jesus is crucified, is that the people expect too much of him. Now, this sounds dangerous. You might be asking, how can we expect too much of Jesus? After all, he is God. He can do whatever he wants. He's sovereign. He is omnipotent. The people expected too much of him in that they expected him to bring the kingdom physically in the here and now. People expected him to overthrow the Roman government. During the Lent season, I like to read this book called Pontius Pilate by Paul Meyer. And in that book, it's a fictional recreation of Jesus' ministry, but it's told from the Roman perspective. And the Romans in that day were constantly at odds with the Jews because the Jews wanted to be freed from Roman oppression. And these Jews, even in this story, they had an inadequate theology of suffering. And what I mean by that is they just thought that Jesus was going to come and eliminate their suffering. Jesus was going to come and their lives were going to be A-okay. They were going to be without suffering at all. And before we get to judging them too quickly, I think we do this in our lives as well. We come to Jesus and I think there's a part of us that thinks, okay, and now my life is going to go swimmingly. But it is the road of discipleship is the road of suffering. Jesus says, how can you be my disciple and yet expect not to suffer? And so a few takeaway questions for us as we go today. First, in your heart, do you honor Jesus as king? Do you do what he says or do you merely pay lip service to him? Do you shout Hosanna or do you mean it from your heart? Second, are you expecting too much from Jesus? Do you expect Jesus to eliminate the suffering in your life right now? And are you unable or unwilling to undergo the cross? Thirdly and finally, like the crowd, are you serving Jesus or are you coming to him hoping that he will serve your own desires? These are challenging questions, and the good news is that Jesus is the King who has come to set us free from spiritual bondage. And at the cross, that's just what he did. and one day he will set us free from all physical suffering. Today, let's wait with patience and expectation as we await our coming King.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.